Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. As always, I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin out here in the woods behind the house this morning, where I do a lot of my recording and visiting with all you nice folks. I'm sipping some coffee, listening to Western Swing and other things, and right over there at my little cooking shed, I've got my Smoking Tex electric smoker fired up with some dried plum wood. And I've got some venison barbecue going, and that's what I want to talk to you today about, how to turn some venison meat into some very, very tasty barbecue. You know, I'm usually talking to you about cooking, say, a big wild hog ham or a big cuts of meat roast, if you will. But let's talk about today how we can turn cuts of venison, say ham steak. A lot of you have your venison processed, or you process it yourself. And chances are really good that you've got some steaks packaged up, ham steaks. Or it could be backstrap steaks, either one. Sliced into maybe, half inch is about standard. Now, these steaks can be tenderized or untenderized. But it's barbecue for maybe, three or four people. If you're going to make enough barbecue to feed 20 people, you probably want to do the whole ham. But here's the way I do it. It's easy. If you have an electric smoker or a wood smoker, it'll help you, but you could use liquid smoke with this and bake it in your oven if you needed to. I like to use my Smoking Tex because I do, I cook most of my outdoor stuff, my game, on it. Here's what I do to start with. Take about, 2 pounds of trimmed ham steak. Could be backstrap, doesn't really matter. Make sure the sinew and the fat is trimmed off of it. And then I use a chipotle raspberry barbecue sauce. It's, you can get in, there's a lot of different barbecue sauces. You can use any that you like, but this gives it just a taste of the raspberry, and the chipotle gives it a little spice there. But I will take the steaks, they're already cut, and I'll put them in a Ziploc bag, put the chipotle raspberry barbecue sauce on them. Now, you can use any barbecue sauce you like. I just like this method here. Leave them in there, overnight. You could leave them in there two days if you wanted to. It really doesn't matter, but at least overnight. I don't think it's an absolute must that you marinate these, but I don't know. I just have a habit of marinating venison. It seems to always work well. So get a throwaway aluminum pan. You'll need one of those, just big enough to hold your steaks. You don't want to double stack them. You want to be able to lay all the steaks in the pan. And next, take a pound of the cheapest bacon, the fattiest bacon you can buy, because venison is a really dry meat. You want it to. You're going to need some. Grease in there. Lay your steaks down, crisscross the venison. In other words, put venison all, the bacon all over the top of the venison. You've got the venison all laid out in a single layer in your aluminum pan. So crisscross it with the bacon. Now, I love jalapeno, the flavor. And remember this, if you use chipotle barbecue sauce, you're going to have a little heat in it already. So if you like a little extra heat, slice and, devein one jalapeno pepper, slice it in slivers, lay it on top of all the meat, and then smoke that for uncovered for maybe, an hour, something like that. You want to infuse the smoke flavor, and then add more of the barbecue sauce, wrap it with some foil, put it in the electric smoker at 225. I'm going to let mine this morning go for about 6 or 7 hours. And then when you're finished, just chop it all up together, drain the juice off, of course, chop the bacon and the jalapeno and the venison, and then add fresh barbecue sauce. I guarantee you'll be some of the very best barbecue you have ever eaten. That's the way I do it. There's a lot of different ways and a lot of variations, but that's a very simple way to make venison barbecue. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.